The number of homeless public school students is rising in Wisconsin. For one mom in Rock County, months of homelessness meant moving from motels to shelters and sleeping in her car in the dead of winter. Nick Rommel has more on one family's struggle in Beloit and the community's attempt to help others like them.
2 years ago, Sandrina Garcia came to Wisconsin for a fresh start. Life in her home city of Toledo, Ohio, was feeling like a burden. In Beloit, she had an aunt who needed a caretaker, so she took her two kids and moved there, living off her savings. But when her aunt died, there was a problem. Unpaid debts on the house. It was foreclosed on, and Garcia and her kids had to leave. In early 2024, they became homeless. Garcia had worked with homeless families in her job at a housing nonprofit back in Ohio. Experiencing homelessness herself has opened her eyes.
I mean, the things that I saw, I remember one time I was sleeping at a rest area in the middle of winter, and there was a family, father with his wife, with two children, and she was pregnant.
She was awake, turning her own car on for heat and then off again to save gas. She looked over at the other family's car.
And I remember it was like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I saw the dad just turning on the van, turning it off. And I just remember crying because I felt that was my first time in homelessness that I felt helpless, like helpless.
She prayed for God to help the family. The next day, a relative sent her $40, so she gave the family half. In return, they bought Garcia and her kids a hot dinner from Wendy's.
I've seen the most giving people have less. And I've seen the most greedy people have more. And that's the truth.
Homelessness is a growing problem in Beloit. One out of every 8 students in the city's schools are homeless, based on a federal definition, which includes those staying in motels or relatives' houses due to financial need. Part of Robin Stutt's job is making that count. She's the homeless liaison for the school district of Beloit and says family homelessness is getting worse in her city.
The school has become the place where you have a free meal, we have clothing closets, we have hygiene products.
She says the basic problem is housing prices rising faster than incomes for working class people in Beloit. There's only so much she can do.
Yeah, we're able to offer everything but a house.
After losing her aunt's house, Garcia didn't head to truck stops right away. She still had savings and moved into a motel. That cost about $2,000 a month. But she said it was impossible to find an apartment at that price. She still had delinquent accounts from her divorce. Living with her aunt meant she didn't have rental history, and she found that being honest about her situation with landlords didn't help much. So when money ran out, Garcia turned to shelters. One of them was Family Promise of Greater Beloit. Ann Bruce is its director. She says demand is high.
We have over 100 people on our wait list.
100 people for 9 spots?
Yes. We have 9 rooms and we have over 100 people.
Families are admitted for 3 months while the shelter works with them to find new housing. But Bruce says that's not easy in Beloit. There just aren't enough houses that are affordable for her residents or landlords willing to rent to them. Garcia has plenty of ideas about what Beloit could do to address homelessness. She says it needs a centralized daytime facility with hot meals and showers. She says it needs more transitional housing where, quote, credit scores don't define your worth. And one day she hopes to open her own center for youth aging out of foster care. But working on big plans is hard when you're always focused on the next night ahead. She's always on the move, but says homelessness also feels like you're not moving at all.
You're stuck in the same position. And life is just people are coming and going, taking their kids to the park, going to work, but you're like here.
Earlier this summer, Garcia moved to a shelter in Beaver Dam, got a job in Stoughton, and started looking for a rental in Dane County. But by July, she'd made a different decision and went back to Ohio. "I think I'm homesick," she wrote in a text message, "and nothing is working here." Nick Rommel, Wisconsin Public Radio.